Blog Talk Radio. Du hast mich. Du hast mich gefragt, du hast mich gefragt und ich hab nichts gesagt.
Yeah. Here we are. It's interesting. This is Michael Pratt coming to you live into the airwaves, wherever you're at. If you're tuning into this show, this is the first show that we're having for this. And this is a new thing that I'm doing, that I'm working on and trying. And it's really interesting making this. It almost sounds like I'm speaking from the future to the past, or the past speaking to the future. It's really interesting. But anyways, what this is here, this is called, I wanted the name to be UCSI. And what that translates to is United Commoners of Spiritual Intelligence, or it could be Special Intelligence. You know, I wanted to choose something, you know, that the common person could relate to, but these are still, you know, and it's funny because, you know, the URL, it says UCS Intelligence, and want to make it clear that, you know, this is not part of an intelligence agency, but what it is the idea is having, people that are, educated, well-rounded, well-read, different people speaking on various topics and providing useful and valuable information, that will help us, you know, in this day and time and move us forward. So that's where a lot of this came from. And the idea of this came from. But it also is because, you know, it is also because, you know, I'm from the 90s and so I was surrounded by a lot it was a different time, you know. The technology definitely wasn't as advanced back then, but it was around a lot. It was still pretty, you know, we had some cool stuff, you know. We had computers, you know, we had the internet and stuff, you know, thank goodness, you know, it's a lot faster, way faster now. You know, we have laptops and we've got all kinds of things. And, you know, we have pretty much computers and we walk around with little computers in our pockets, you know, the iPhone and stuff like that. And I wouldn't want to go back to, you know, like the first cell phone. because the first cell phone was huge. You know, the first cell phone was like, I mean, holding it, you know, it was like a brick. I think they called them brick phones. And holding it was just like, it was crazy. You know, holding this big brick phone, you know, and walking around and calling up your friend or something. So there's all that, you know, and so, but yeah, it's interesting. So surrounded by a lot of that, you know, computer technology. So I'm very techie, you know, when people say, you know, that they're, you know, I get it, you know, people want to get back to nature and be, you know, in harmony with the natural world and stuff. But I do believe that technology is there to, you know, to move us forward. And with our understanding of modern science and, you know, it helps us improve our lives and live more fully, you know, and develop, you know, into our full potential. And so that's what a lot of this is about, you know. That's what a lot of this is about, the idea, you know, behind it. But it is also to share valuable and important information. And definitely learned a lot. Well, I mean, I've been in school, I've been in college, and since I've been in college, I've definitely acquired a lot of information and knowledge. So at this point, it's just what to do with it, what to use it. So that's what, you know, a lot of this is about. And yeah, so I think it is important, you know, when we look, even, you know, where we are now in 2018, that we recognize all these innovative minds that helped us get to, you know, where we are. So, of course, you know, I mean, depends how far back you want to go with it. But, I mean, where we get to the point where, you know, we have the automobile, we have the airplane, you know, even, you know, electricity was a big deal. You know, the light bulb, you know, was a big deal. I also want to say, give a shout out to the brilliant scientist that just passed, Stephen Hawking, for sharing, you know, and giving so much and contributing so much to physics and science. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, it is all important. And I think it's important to have sort of a pro-scientific mindset, you know. I mean, regardless of what an individual's beliefs are, but that they have a respect or, you know, for science and what it can do, you know, what it can show us and offer us. So I think that is very important. It's interesting because, you know, I titled this the Now Age, because the new age, and I do appreciate and respect a lot of things that I've learned over the years, you know, from the new age. But I see it more as the now age. It's we're moving past, you know, we're moving past the pseudoscience, and we're getting down to what actually works. You know, it's not like you're telling somebody something that's not going to work. You know. You know, if you're going to do any type of, you know, alternative medicine or whatever, you know, you know how it works. And you know that it produces results. So you're not joking, you know, with anybody. You're not telling them, you know, that you're going to give them a service that they're not going to benefit from. So, you know, we have all that, and it is very interesting. I mean, where we are today, you know, there's a lot of things over the years, certain events, you know, in history that took place and has got us to where we are today. You know, you got to think great minds like Nikola Tesla and even Thomas Edison, even though they do say that Thomas Edison stole a lot of Tesla's work. I think it is important to give credit to both, but definitely Tesla, because Tesla, I think, you know, he saw a way to use, you know, free energy for everybody, you know, and something like that, something that vast that reaches to that many people, it's almost like you do take credit for it, but in the sense it's like, this is for everybody, you know, and so many people benefit from it later on. We've come a long way, but I think it is also important to realize that it is the technology, but it is also the individual utilizing it. It's also the skills and the knowledge who's using it, the skills behind the person using it. Because you can give somebody, you know, technology, but it's like, if we could come up in an age where people don't have skills, all you have is people with, and you know, pretty sophisticated technology, but they don't really know what to do with it, don't know how to use it. So it really is about the individual and their skills related to technology. And so it is interesting, you know, where we are at, say, you know, 2018, you know. And it's funny, you know, when I look at it and I'm like, you know, from the 90s, you know, we had like the pager and all kinds of stuff, you know, where, you know, the pager was this box. You know, you had it like on your belt, and would page a little number. A little number would show up. You know, somebody wanted to notify you, and then you would just get their number, and then you'd have to call them, but you'd get the number, you know, from the pager. And it really is, you know, where we are today. It's just the pager is like nothing compared to what we have today, but it was really something profound at the time, you know, the pager, you know. But where we are today with iPhones and all kinds of, you know, where our technology is going. And robots are actually doing so much that we might actually be at a point where the robots are, you know, there's that joke on South Park, you know, they're like, well, they took our jobs, you know, and it's really the robots that are taking people's jobs, in the sense that the robots are going to be the ones that are being able to do what people can't do. But the thing about robots is, you know, robots don't get tired, you know, like people do. So robots are a little bit different. Can't really compare the two, you know. But the robot is, you know, programmed. So it is really interesting where we are headed. It's really interesting where we're headed, you know, as society, as a civilization. And I think that we learn a lot from the past. We learn a lot from history. You know, we don't ride horses anymore. Well, I guess, you know, some people do, you know. I mean, we do ride horses, but, you know, like, you know, as technology advances, you know, from the wagon, the carrying wagon, the carousel, you know, to the automobile, you know, we advance, and, you know, we don't ride horses on the street now, you know, we ride automobiles, we ride cars, we take buses, we take the train, you know. So it really is, you know, just amazing, you know, how, and I think the industrial age has a lot to do with that, but just how far we've come. And I think the importance is with that technology is, I mean, using it for the right reasons, but also to propel us forward and understanding that, you know, it is important that we have technology, you know, and advanced technology, a sophisticated technology, but it's also important that we don't lose certain values, you know, like the way we connect with one another. You know, I mean, I'm, you know, I consider myself an introvert, so I get the whole socializing thing. You know, you might not want to be, you know, you might not be necessarily like a social butterfly or whatever, but that you're still making the effort, you know, to connect with, you know, your fellow human brother or sister, you know, and I think that is important, you know, the way that we connect, and that we know why we're conscious of, you know, if we do like somebody's photo or whatever on Facebook or social media, that we know why we're saying these things and we're conscious of it, you know. So it's like social media isn't controlling us or engineering us. We are conscious, so we know how, we know what we're doing. And so I think it's important to consider that. And that is really a cool thing. So I think that's one of the things, is that, of course, appreciating the technology that you have, but also the effort, the energy, the, you know, exertion that was put into some of these marvelous inventions, and that we don't take it for granted, but that we use them for what they were made for, you know, processes that they were made for, you know. So I want to give a shout out to some of my friends. I have no idea if they're listening or they may listen in the future, but I just want to give a shout out to just some of my friends that have definitely been a great support and friendship over the years. I want to give a shout out to a good friend, BFF, you know, BFFFL. Toni Morris. I'm going to give a shout out to Christel Schmidt, been a good friend of mine over the years. Laura Woods, Daniel Fabian, Dylan Schodel. I'm just kind of going down the list, but just good friends, you know, that have been there, you know, over the years. Phosphorus, Kristen Gill. I'm just going over down the list. Yeah, I appreciate that. Appreciate it so much. And thanks for tuning in. If you have tuned in, this is the first episode. We want to keep this moving, and I'm really excited to be spreading this information on the radio waves, because I feel like a lot of people can benefit from it, and it's valuable information, that's useful information, and I'm sharing things that I've learned over the years, things I've read in books, and might even have people on from that can speak on a variety of topics as well as I will. So thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it so much. And this is United Commoners of Spiritual Intelligence. All right. Thanks so much. Auf Wiedersehen.
Du hast mich gefragt und ich hab nichts gesagt.